Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Putting and the Gutter, my podcast that I do every week, or more in this case. My name is Joe Ambrose, PGA, PBA professional, and I will be your host for this edition. I would like to discuss the NCAA men's and women's Final Four in basketball, since that's a sport that even though I don't work in it anymore, I am a very big fan and been watching all the games. We all are engrossed in March Madness on both sides, and this year is no exception. And I would just like to discuss the four remaining teams on each side and the games upcoming this weekend and just give my final thoughts on. First, we'll talk about the women's side. The Final Four is on Friday, April 5th. The first game would be North Carolina State, who had an upset win to get to the final or to the first Final Four game against undefeated South Carolina. Both teams are very good. I think the line is something like 12 points or whatever in South Carolina's favor. South Carolina hasn't lost a game all season, 36-0. They're really, really solid. I don't see them losing this game, but I think North Carolina State can keep it kind of close, at least in the first half. But I think ultimately South Carolina wins by 10 or more. Coach Dawn Staley's done an unbelievable job with a team that really doesn't have any names that we know, kind of like the other game that's going on. But they play great team defense, they rebound the ball well, and they can shoot threes. So North Carolina State is going to have their hands full in order to give them a good, solid game. So I'm hoping they do. The second game is probably where everybody's attention is because you got number 3 seed UConn against number 1 seed Iowa. UConn won the other night against USC in a close game. But Paige Bueckers played great, and UConn played UConn basketball, played good defense, controlled the tempo of the game, and did what they do best with one of the best coaches in the history of basketball, Gino Auriemma, and his assistant Chris Daly, who together have been there over 35 years. And there's a reason that UConn has 11 championships, 31 straight Sweet 16s and 23 Final Eights. They know what they're doing. And this is not UConn's most talented team, not by a long shot, but they're getting it done and they're winning games. And now they have a chance to get to a championship game again against an Iowa team that played amazingly well against LSU the other night, defending champion, knocking them out. LSU was much bigger than Iowa, but Iowa did it with perimeter shooting, with defense, and Caitlin Clark, who is a generational player, as we know. What she has done for the women's game and elevated the women's game to a level that we've never seen before. I've talked about this before on the podcast. We've had plenty of women players that were great, but Caitlin does things that nobody else can do. Nobody shoots threes from 25 feet to 32 feet and can make them 40 to 50% of the time. UConn's going to have a decision to make whether they're going to let Caitlin go off for 50 points and try to shut down the rest of the team, or if they're going to try to keep her around 20, 25 points and play as good a defense as they can on everybody, challenging shots and getting Iowa's few big people in foul trouble. If they can do that, then Edwards on UConn is going to be able to do her thing in the paint. I don't even know who's going to win this game. I don't know what the line is. I think Iowa's favored by a couple of points, but to me, it's a pick 'em. You got a great team in Iowa who's got some seniors that have played together for 4 years against UConn, who's got two of the best coaches in history. I think it's going to come right down to the last second. I'm going to go with Iowa just because I think we'd all love to see Iowa, South Carolina in the final. It would be a better game than what I think UConn would be able to give them at this point. So that's kind of where my heart is lying, and we'll see what happens on Friday. But either way, you're going to get two great women's games. I look forward to both of them. This weekend, on Saturday, you're going to see the men's finals, the men's Final Four. One game is going to be Alabama against number one UConn on the men's side. UConn has been unstoppable. I've never seen a team dominate March Madness this way since the UCLA teams in the 60s. And it'll be interesting to see how Alabama, or if Alabama can do anything against UConn. I think UConn does. I think they win by 10 to 14 points. But again, this is going to be another game that I think Alabama will keep close in the first half, and then UConn will just pull away. If Klingon has a decent game, and if UConn can shoot 40% or better from the floor, I think they win with not too much trouble. And then the other game is North Carolina State, the number 11 seed, who shouldn't even be here, playing against number one Purdue. Purdue hasn't been to a Final Four since 1980, so that's a long drought for them. And most of their game is banked on Zach Edey, who is, 7'4" and just a huge presence in the middle. I don't think he's the best basketball player in the game. I think his height gives him advantages that no one else really has. And of course, we ultimately would love to see Purdue and UConn in the final. I think that would be a heck of a matchup with Klingon and Zach Edey in the middle. But don't sell NC State short. Burns Jr. has a passion for the game, and he's playing well right now. His thing is going to be staying out of foul trouble against Edey. If he can stay on the floor and do his thing with them, then NC State does have a chance to win this game. Purdue has been, maligned by upsets the last couple of years, but they're a better team this year than they've been in the last 3 years. They have better perimeter shooting, and they play better defense. So I think it's going to be UConn-Purdue in the final, but I'd love to see the games, and I can't wait for them, so it'd be great. Just getting back to the women's game, the ratings for Iowa-LSU the other night were off the charts. I think they were some of the highest ratings ever for a non-championship game in women's basketball history, and that's mainly due to Kalen and mainly due to LSU being the defending national champion. It's great to see how the women's game has elevated in the last 8 to 10 years. UConn's had an unbelievable run with all their championships and all the teams that I watched in the 90s and the early 2000s. But all these other schools have caught up and can recruit just as well as UConn can. And they all have great coaches. All these top teams have awesome coaches and coaching staffs. And with the NILs, I think actually, I'm not a big fan of the transfer portal, but the NILs may actually help some college sports survive better because it may keep kids in school a little bit longer if their NIL deals are tied to how long they stay at that particular school or any school because of, they can move around anytime they want to. But I'm really looking forward to these games this weekend. It's been a great college basketball season, and we have a lot to look forward to in the next couple of months with sports, with baseball cranking up. You're going to have NBA basketball playoffs. You're going to have hockey playoffs. The Masters is next week, which will be my next podcast. I'll talk about the women's amateur at Augusta, which is going on right now. I'll save my thoughts on that until after it's over. And then Drive, Chip, and Putt, which is also taking place at Augusta, which to me is the single greatest recruiting tool for any sport that's ever been created. The USGA, the PGA, and Augusta National all came together to create this thing for junior golf and have the goal for them, have these qualifiers all across the country for the eventual opportunity to go to Augusta with their families, which is something that not all of us get to do. So I love seeing that the day before the Masters actually gets going. And then also the Masters is going to be the one tournament where you're going to see all the big players back together again. And we'll go over that in my next podcast, and I'll give you an update on the field and my thoughts on that and what's going to happen there. So anyway, thanks for listening. As always, you can email any comments or questions to my email, joeambrose@pga.com. Just a reminder, don't forget to watch NCAA College Bowling's national championships begin this weekend. You can watch that on NCAA.com. It's going to be live streamed all weekend long, so that'll be great. And I just, again, want to thank all my supporters and listeners and helping to grow the podcast. And I'm very privileged to be able to do this. It's a lot of fun. So thanks for listening. I'll see you guys soon. And hopefully you're listening on my next episode. Thank you. Bye.